Hello, I am Amanda Wacker.
Hola, I am Lenise Castro.
Sawadika, I'm Asam Malekpour.
And we are the Triplicates. Welcome to the second season. We're on the last episode of this quarter. We're about to go into winter break. We're three first-gen women of color finishing our... We're not finishing anything.
Midway.
We're in the midst of our second year at the University of California, San Diego.
With that, on last episode, we talked a little bit about how it may be feel different when you go through a PhD and you took some time off, whether that be to go to tech or just, you know, live life. And that was super interesting. I know I learned a lot. But this episode.
Yeah, this episode, we also want to continue to do some more reflections, but it's on this past year.
Yes.
Wow. 2021. Past we're almost done. Year. Can you believe it?
No.
What a year it's been.
Yeah. So I suggest we start off by going around the room and doing this rose stem thorn exercise. I think Asama introduced me to this. So do you want to explain a little bit
what it is? Yeah. So I was an orientation leader. So we're always doing icebreakers. And I think this one is a good one because it's not just like, oh, tell us about something that's really cool about you, because I never know what to say. So a rose but thorn is better because a rose tells you something that person found to be like really good, or like a small win, or something that's like the highlight of their whatever amount of time that you're asking for. A stem or a bud is something that they're looking forward to. And a thorn is something that maybe didn't go quite as expected or didn't go so well, but here we are now, so maybe we can learn some things from it. And I think it's just a good framework of like, okay, think about, you know, all the aspects of things that happen and not like focusing on just like one thing, because we're all very complex human being.
All right. A rose for the podcast, and then I'll do a rose for myself. But a rose for the podcast is being a podcast, is like actually doing something. And like, we're at it for a year now. I can't believe that. It's like a lot of work.
Yeah.
And like, I really appreciate both you guys and also like our social media people who like literally do everything else, because I don't think we would have the capacity to have an online presence without them. So thank you, Dee and Michaela. Yeah. And then a rose for me, I think, would be like actually getting into a home lab and like feeling really comfortable there. Yeah. So that's my rose.
Wow. I was going to sound the same.
Yeah.
I need some time to think.
Okay.
You go first.
Okay. A rose for me this year, I think, has been... I'll do two, too. Okay. Also, getting into a home lab and kind of just establishing myself. So that's like my science rose. Mm-hmm. That's very nice. Mm-hmm. And also, I don't know, last year, we'd only been in San Diego when we like first started. Not that long.
Yeah. Mm.
So I think I'm also really happy that I've just established myself not only in lab, but in like a new city. And now I have friends to hang out with and the pod.
Now she's famous.
No. No. So I think that was like a lot mm-hmm. to do all in a span of like a year and a half. So
yeah.
I'm happy about that.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true. I want to copy all your roses and add more roses for myself.
Yeah.
So I feel like this year was a lot of personal growth for me too. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't want to make it sound like a thorn because it's a rose still, but let's see. I don't know. Similar to Lenise, like moving to a new place and mm-hmm. being by yourself-ish mm-hmm. is a hard thing to do. And I'm glad that I got to do it here where it's nice. I went to the beach like yesterday.
Nice.
And I have friends who are like, you know, I genuinely really admire like all of my friends. I think they're super smart and like they come from such different backgrounds and they like care deeply about like making this a better space for like science and for like people. Mm-hmm. So I'm really glad to have landed where I am now. Another rose is I drive again. Which I think is fun. I learned how to drive in high school and then I went to school in Boston and then I worked there. So I didn't have to drive because like parking is terrible and a car is just like not really useful in a city where you can walk or take the T or the bus to places. But now I'm like, yes, I can go grocery shopping by myself. or go hiking, go to the beach. Yes.
I choked on myself. I was like, isn't that a freeing experience to just be like, oh, I can be somewhere and like get there in 10 minutes?
Yeah. It's kind of cool. Except I don't love paying for gas.
True. Especially in California.
That California gas price.
It's scary.
Yeah. Also, I don't love how people literally drive like 85 on like a 55 highway.
We're people?
Yeah. I was like, that's me.
Yeah. Oops. So that's kind of jarring.
Just kidding. For legal reasons, I drive.
For legal reasons. This is a joke.
Allegedly.
Yeah.
Allegedly.
So like that, I feel like it was harder to get over that initial fact of everyone goes super fast because I learned to drive in New Hampshire where like there are three highways.
Yeah.
So, but I'm glad I did it. I think it's super fun and that's definitely gonna result in future road trips and things I can do.
Let's road trip to the Bay. Let's do LA first.
That's a large drive.
Yeah, I've done it a couple of times.
Okay, anyways.
yeah. Okay. Cool. So that was Rose. Should I do Bud next or
Thor? If you're ready.
Yeah. Let's do Bud.
Okay, I'll do Bud. Since we started with Amanda, I'll go next because Osama just finished. Okay, but a challenge or okay, so I know that I said that I was happy to have joined a lab and established myself, but like there was a process in that establishment.
Yeah.
And that was like definitely a challenge. And I think it's going to be a challenge going on because a PhD is not supposed
to be the whole thing.
Easy. Yeah. So I think that's definitely something that I deal with day to day, organizing myself, being okay when things don't go okay, and just figuring out how to process those things and deal with them and keep going forward. But I'm happy that I can reflect on that and know that in the future I'll be okay and I'm growing.
Yeah. Wait, this is a bud or a thorn?
I think it's a bud.
Something you're looking forward to?
Like a challenge, no? Oh, that's a thorn. So I guess we're doing a thorn. I'm so sorry. I have different ones here.
Oh, sorry.
I mixed them up.
Did you?
A bud is like something that's like
that you're looking forward to, yeah.
It's like a baby.
Okay, so let's do thorn.
Yeah. And so then I just on like that. A happy note.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you
want to go somewhere?
Oh gosh, I have so many thorns.
Oh, grad school. I know.
It's okay.
Let's generalize. Well, let's see. What is something that I could share?
Oh.
I guess one big step was in addition to moving to San Diego all the way from Boston and then after moving here from Thailand was I felt homesick a lot and it just like I didn't realize that it was going to be so like all-consuming at times and it was harder for me to figure out it, like the best thing to do is for me to you know like I love doing yoga going on bike rides and like doing things that are considered like me time but still very like rejuvenating or should I like try to like spend time with people or do things that are just like chill but involve others so I would say I took a lot of time to figure that out. And like, I still have friends, so like, it's fine. But I went through a lot of like self-doubt and like trying to figure out how to deal with that. But it's okay. We're in therapy. It's fine. Yeah.
Routine.
Love that for you. Yeah. Okay. What about you, Amanda?
My third is very similar. Like, I really struggle, and I still do struggle with, like, being so far from my family.
Yeah.
And, like, also, like, not having a partner at all is, like, kind of weird, too, because it's, like, the people I lean on are my friends, but I don't want to always, like, I don't know. I feel like I don't want to put so much pressure on you guys to, like, be the only ones to, like, give me support, but, like, that's what friends are for. But yeah, and I miss my mom so much. And then I'm like, I'm going home for Christmas, which is, like, good. But, like,
I'm so happy that you're going home.
I know, that's me been too. So long. It's been so long. And it's just like, I don't know. I worry about my mom, you know, she's just out there by herself too. But yeah, so it's just like, yeah, I think that the biggest thing with me is, like, the same thing is, like, okay, adjusting to being like, okay, I'm just, like, across the country now. Mm-hmm. And there's, like, nothing I can do about it. Yeah. Yeah, but also in therapy. So.
Yay!
Woo! Sorry. Anyways.
Anyway. No, sorry. Therapy is great.
No.
However you get your therapy. No judgment.
Thanks.
Okay. Okay, so those are thorns. And like we said, let's end on a happy note.
Yeah. Something we're looking forward to.
Asama, I'm sorry that you're going to have to go first, but she went first and
I'm going to have to look forward to something. I don't know. It's hard to predict the future.
Hello.
But I'm looking forward to being done with my second year. This is gonna sound weird, but I'm looking forward to writing my second year exam and, like,
just get it over with.
Putting all my data together and, like, doing the grant writing again. Yeah. And I know I'm not doing any right now, that's why I'm like, oh, this could be fun. But I think
I know.
I'm excited, like, to put it all together and see, like, where it might go next, and building my committee and, like, trying to define, like, who will I be for the next few years? Like, what's my thesis going to look like? Mm-hmm. What's the writing process? We also talked as a lab about, like, us grad students mentoring undergrads or, cute, like, expanding our, like, responsibilities, practicing how to teach, how to manage projects. Mm-hmm. So I'm excited for those things. Who's next?
Me next?
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah. I didn't mean to say it like that.
No, it's okay. Short term, unlike Asama, me and Amanda have been deep in the grant, not grant writing, but fellowship writing. Yeah. So by the time this comes out, I think I'll be almost done, if not already done.
I think this will come out when the day after Gilliam's due.
Yeah. So really short term. I'm happy to be done with that, at least for a little while.
Mm-hmm.
Although I am grateful for being able to write and doing all these things. But in the more long term, I would be happy to maybe get one of them. And if I don't, find other ways of using the resources that are given to me to help others. Because I think that's really important. And definitely, I wouldn't be here without the people that helped me. So I want to mentor others. Just, if anything, just give myself to, like, mentorship and others. And
that's help so cute.
Them. I know.
I'm going to cry.
Don't cry.
Sorry. It's one of those days.
No, just kidding. If you want to cry, you can cry.
I feel your feelings. So you'll definitely be doing the service.
Yeah, that's true. And I'll be TAing.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to TAing too.
Yeah.
I might regret saying that.
We'll see.
Next quarter
on Triplets. Stay tuned.
Yeah, the first few weeks were, like, rough because I'm like,
I think the adjustment.
What am I supposed to do? Yeah.
That first week, I'm going to just play Go Easy on Me.
Wait, the album will be out by then.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Oh, it's going to be Adele 24/7 in this house.
Okay.
Yes,
Amanda?
Yeah, I am also looking forward to growing as a PhD student. Our lab is growing and, like, my project's starting to pick up, and I also will be done with these fellowship stuff, which I think is taking a lot of time away from like me really like putting my my foot in like research. But when this is done, like I think I'll you know, just get it, go run for it. And yeah, I'm also looking forward to like being like, okay, what's the rest of my PhD going to look like? Like really, I told my PI already today, I was like, we need to talk about this. Like I want some like solid ideas that, you know, this is what we're going to be doing.
Someone was telling me about how there's this new organization that's like in its first year and trying to get different groups to come up with like an idea that could turn into like a biotech. And they were like, oh, it's like building a plane as it flies. And I was like, yeah, but that's all of our PhDs. We're all building our own planes and we're in it.
Yesterday, I had an existential crisis thinking about that. So that's why it's not my butt.
It's okay. Did you resolve it?
No. I'll let you know in like 4 years if it's resolved. No.
There's something brave about that though. Because a lot of people literally cannot deal with the unknown or like don't know if they would be able to put together something or have the resources to do that. So I tried to look at it from like a positive side of things.
We're doing great.
Ladies. I think the important thing is that you believe in yourself.
See?
It's okay. It comes in waves. I do okay. Really understand.
You did so much, bro. Like, I feel like you can do anything. And that's the, like, if you just are like, I can do anything, like, whatever life throws at me, like, I know I can get over it. Like, we can do this PhD thing. Don't worry about it. You got it.
We're gonna kill it.
We metaphorically.
Oh yeah.
Allegedly. Legal
reasons. Throwback to the spooky episode.
Oh yeah. I think we're gonna need to hire a lawyer.
Okay, someone told me more. Never mind.
Oh, okay. All right. We're gonna cut that part out. Anyways.
So yeah, that was like, I wanted to do that because I think it's, last time we did it, it was nice. I felt like all giddy and happy. And once again, I still feel giddy and happy about it all. But I did have a couple of questions we could go over just to reflect on the year, because a lot's happened in the year. For example, just a little while ago was our year anniversary. Isn't that wild?
I can't believe we've done this for this long.
I know.
It's very cute.
Yeah, but did you guys think that we'd be doing this for a year long? Are you happy we are?
I'm very happy we are. I was a little worried.
Yeah.
Cause like, I don't know, it's like one thing to be like, I know like if this is a project I want to do, I can like go with it. But like to like to pull like four other people into a project and be like, help me with this is like, it's like, I don't know. It's like a lot to just be like, okay, let's do it.
I enjoy the fame. So.
Okay. Yeah, I'm so
really
glad.
It really goes to my head.
I'm so glad this is a ego boost for all of you guys. No, it is. It is nice. Yeah. I think also like, I think we are growing as a podcast too. And I think we are, I don't know. I'm happy about what we're able to offer people and like hearing first year students be like, oh, I listened to that episode. And like, you know, like I think that really makes me so happy.
I feel so cool when the first years came in and I was like, oh yeah, we have a podcast episode about that. You should really go listen to it. It's also nice because then it, like, I don't have to say all the things that I need to say.
Like, I already
on
said
the
all
spot.
The,
like, I said all that on the podcast.
Yeah, like, I have, you like, an hour worth of advice that you can listen to. And then if you have questions, hit me up.
I think the best part of the podcast is that for the past year, I've been able to listen to Osama go, hey, did you know we have a podcast?
Once again, the second mention in this episode.
You do a great job. You do a great job. You just slide it right in there. The best part though is when you say it and they're like, oh yeah, triplicates. I'm like, oh, they know.
Yes.
They know.
Oh yeah. Yes. Amanda, you just had an experience that a friend told you that someone that was not connected to us at all.
Yeah. That was wild. One of my friends is I just know this person like through Twitter. We're like Twitter mutuals and we're like, I don't know, we FaceTime and like do stuff like that together.
Astro Ama.
Thank you. Yes. Yeah, that is. I think we used to play Among Us together is probably how we met on Twitter.
Oh, cute.
Yeah. And then so she is doing her PhD at Princeton. She just got there. And I guess her and somebody else in the program was talking about like podcasts and stuff. And they said that they were listening to Triplicates Pod. And I was like, wait, that's like so random. And it's like, I don't know. I like assume it's just like a UCSD, like mostly UCSD people listening to it.
Aww.
Because like that's where we're based out of. But like, it's really like really cool to see. And I think I can also I've always wanted to do this, but let me just pull up all of the countries that listen to us while we're reflecting.
Oh, here's the big spike in listens.
Yeah, yeah. Do you want to do one at a time?
You
can do Linnea, okay. Me, Osama, and then go back.
Okay, who's going first?
You start first.
Okay, so you wouldn't guess it, but the United States.
United Kingdom.
Canada.
Germany.
India.
Thailand.
Taiwan.
Australia.
Mexico.
Brazil.
France.
Philippines.
Switzerland.
Netherlands.
Honduras.
Puerto Rico.
Israel.
Colombia.
Japan.
Turkey.
Hong Kong.
Algeria.
Ireland.
Nigeria.
Vietnam.
New Zealand.
South Africa.
Guatemala.
Poland.
Slovenia.
Argentina.
Denmark.
Sweden.
Norway.
Romania.
Ukraine.
Oh, there's more.
Yeah.
Finland.
South Korea.
Dominican Republic.
Iran.
Malaysia.
Austria.
Isn't that wild to look at that and be like, all these people are just like listening to us chit-chat. I love you guys and I love this podcast.
Yeah.
I love doing what we can to give back to people who...
Oh my God, Osama, are you going to cry?
Oh my God.
Me too. Don't cry because I won't cry.
I love crying.
Me too.
I guess you guys don't look at the analytics.
I do though sometimes, but I think
this they're actually crying. Yeah. Lenny's crying.
Lenny's telling me not to cry, and she dropped a single tear.
Anyways,
I think it's like I have looked at it, but I don't know. It's
kind of jarring to look at it like that. Yeah,
yeah. I think we say like it's wild to think that we're here after a year, but it's also like, we wouldn't be here if no one listened, if that makes sense. So, thanks.
If we only got, two people to listen every episode, that would be sad. Some of our... I think we have, a solid little listening.
Yeah.
Our episodes, regularly get good amount of listens. It's increasing. Mm-hmm. Tell your friends. Follow us on Instagram and Twitter and all that jazz. Anyways. Oh, that was a nice warm moment. Okay.
Where were we? This random thought came into my head. Mm. You know how people are like, that meeting could have been an email.
Mm-hmm.
And we could say that email could have been a podcast episode. Because it's so much to respond to an email. There were several times where I would spend something an hour responding to someone's email because they asked about our program or all these things that they could
that's true.
Yeah. Yeah, honestly, not to be not to be a celebrity, but to be listen to our podcast instead of typing. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Anything you would like to say?
No, I think that's podcast means that's all. But I mean, we do more than the podcast.
We do a lot.
I was thinking this today. Today was the first day of the first year's second rotation. And I saw her walk into lab and I was bro, I was rotating in my home lab right now, a year ago.
In your second one?
Yeah.
Second slot.
And I'm like, wait, I'm not a rotation student anymore. My home lab. That lab that I rotated during my second turn.
Yeah, it's where you stayed.
It's where I stayed. It turned into my home. And I feel I've grown so much as a scientist and as a person. And I think as a friend.
Yeah.
And it's nice to know that I'm established. This is going back to what we were talking about in Rosebud Thorn.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But how do you guys feel about that? Isn't it crazy to think that we were only two rotations in? Barely?
I think I was in the Golden Lab. Two rotations ago, or second rotation.
Justin Meyer's lab, and some like since your building was connected to mine, sometimes when I'm like getting ready to like bike home, I see Amanda just going like out of the building and like all ping everything. Look,
I do be worried.
Like, hey girl,
wait. One time, So one time I saw my admin. And I was like, I hadn't seen her in a while. And I was like, oh my God, RuPaul, you look so pretty. And then she goes, you look pink.
Oh my.
I was like, okay, that's totally fine. It's fine. I was like, I was just in like a sweater and some tights. So I was like, it's okay. I get it. But dang.
So the key here is she didn't say, you're also pretty.
No, she said, you look pink as always. My legacy. Anyways,
so Amanda stayed pink, but something that I just thought of right now is that while she stayed in the pink fits last year and this year, you never probably thought you were going to become a biophysicist in training.
Whoa. Yo, that is wild. I was talking to Paulo about this too today because we were talking about like, he was like, yeah, like one of the reasons why I was like ready to hire you is you were just so willing to learn. And that was like a non-negotiable for me. And I was kind of just like, yeah, let's do it. I will go bottom up. Stop that, Lanise.
Time to cry.
Yeah. And it's like, I don't know. It's like I'm in my new field and I feel like I'm not an expert yet, but I feel like I'm going to be, and that's totally fine. And yeah, I didn't expect me to be doing this. I thought I'd be doing like cell biology for real, like cells, not like enzymes. I don't even know what I do. I'm not even in a cell. It's not even in vitro. It's ex vitro. What?
You know what you're doing.
No, I mean like it's not in vitro because it's not in cells. Yeah, like what is ex vitro? I don't. Anyways.
Anywho's.
Yeah, I didn't expect that. But yeah, growth.
I also didn't expect to like have to respond to every Uber driver's question with, study viruses. And they're like, oh, which one? The COVID one? And I'm like, no, not that one. Everyone's doing that one. And then half the times they're like, oh, I do my own virus research. Let me tell you for the next 45 minutes. And I'm like, damn, I should have said something else. Like, maybe this is a great time to be a virologist, but...
Yeah, maybe not.
Maybe I lie a little to protect my peace and comfort.
Yeah, just be like, oh, I do biology, period.
Yeah.
I'm sorry that happens to you, but you know what? I'll take you to the airport so you don't have to do that with an Uber driver.
The other day, we were at a get-together, and someone asked me what I did, and I was a virologist. And then I was just trying to, like, shimmy to the music, and they wouldn't let me. I was like, I don't want to talk about work right now.
That's okay.
But it's okay.
I know you should have told them.
What?
Listen to our podcast.
Oh, you're correct.
Although, I think the flip side of that is when people ask, like, oh, what do you do? And I said, oh, I studied a flu. And then I say, get your flu shots. And they're like, okay. So I feel like,
are you a public health ambassador telling people to not get their flu shots?
She wears many hats.
I'm basically the public health bay.
Oh yes. At the public health bay. Love that. Okay, anything else, Lanise?
What else do I want to talk about? I haven't had like in bump. I'm sorry, I'm always in fits.
Anyways. She'd be dripping down.
Fit check.
Hello.
I've been a mentor. Been a mentor for bump.
What am I doing?
But like in the lab, I haven't had like an official mentorship position, like loosely just talking to the undergrads and helping them when they need help. Mm. But have you guys had to step in a mentorship position now that you are a second year? Yeah.
I just got my first undergrad. It's LT, but like now she's officially like under me, like working under me. Stop it, Lanise. and that's been really interesting because like I had to talk to Paul of like, okay, like how do we organize her time. Yeah. Like, what's going to be the best thing for her? Like, she's getting ready to go to grad school. I, like, helped her apply for NSF. Wait,
is this the one who labeled things with, like, a fish drawing?
Yes.
Amazing.
Yeah, I love her. I love her so much.
With a fish
drawing? Yeah, because her... So, the structure she was making is called Nemo.
Oh.
So, she just did, like, the fish.
Amazing.
Yeah, so, like, that's been really interesting also to, like, reflect on what was important for me, like, when I was a senior and, like, what I think... really helped me and like what I wish like I would have had from a mentor at that time, and like being able to give back has been really nice. Yeah, I love that.
Yeah.
Do you have undergrads?
Yes, in the lab, but they're not being trained by me currently. Yeah. Although I would say that being an IA for the fall quarter sort of like sets me up for like thinking about okay, how to best explain something or like a concept or how to deal with you know, like how to address misconceptions in a way that's not like intimidating or like still making science approachable and like guiding students to like think about a problem or like sort of go step by step. So I think that's been really helpful and I'm excited to mentor my own person.
I love that.
Someday.
Yeah, same.
Yeah. I also like that sounds really... applicable to things outside of just IAing. Like, I wish they would teach us that, like, first year. Because also, like, the thing about, like, talking to people, a lot of what we do is, like, communicating our science to people that are, like, in our field, but also outside of our field. So the whole thing about, like, being able to address misconceptions and that kind of thing, I think we would benefit from getting earlier than...
Yeah. So are you asking for more psychom classes in the first year curriculum?
That'd be cool.
Or at least as an elective.
I'm saying this because it's her
at PI. Matt Doherty.
At Matt Doherty.
Yeah. If you guys have any ideas, I see him every day.
Every day?
Almost.
Nice.
Okay. I see him every Tuesday in the hallway.
And Thursday sometimes.
And Thursday sometimes, yeah.
But yeah, I also like look forward to IAing and mentoring undergrads once upon a time. Not that I want to be. What makes me really sad is that everyone in the lab that like makes the lab is like leaving within the next year. And I'm like, guys.
Good for them.
Don't leave good me. For you, but like what about me?
What about me? Oh.
Little me.
Yeah, my lab does not have that problem.
Yeah, sorry. It's okay.
Yeah, my lab
I'll be the lab
have that
culture.
Yet.
Yeah.
It's going to be a mess.
No.
No. It can be if you want.
No.
I'm okay.
Thrive in chaos.
The lab culture.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pun intended.
Mentioning lab culture and just general UCSD culture. We know a lot more people now.
Yeah.
A year ago.
I really feel like we integrate. I think we had so much trouble integrating just because of like COVID and stuff. And like even with our own cohort, but I think we found like our friend group in our own cohort and also like knowing people like in the other years. I think we definitely have a lot more, you know, branches to our tree.
Are you saying we're popular?
Yeah.
Yeah, just a little.
No, I'm just saying that like we made friends like outside of just us. And I think that's. I think it's important. And
yeah, I feel like a year ago... Well, Osama had a bunch of friends, but
Osama's
little
popular.
Old me.
Yeah,
I'm shy. It took me a while to like open up to everyone and like
to everyone?
Friends.
Yeah, I don't...
Just in general.
Yeah. That's good. I love that for
friends.
Us. Yeah.
Yeah.
Cute.
Yeah. Mm. I'm happy that the... current first years don't have to go through that. I feel like they're all like besties and
they're
like
so cute.
Love that for you.
They're so cute. I have a class with a lot of them and they're like when we have a break they like go out and like chit chat with each
that's
other
so
and I'm
cute.
Like okay I'm just
wish
gonna,
it could be me me standing outside the
it's literally the class and I'm just like okay well gotta go to the bathroom I guess.
Oh that's why you go to the bathroom during class.
What?
Like
oh, you're
the
not-
class that we have together. Like sometimes you would disappear.
Oh no, I just have to go to the bathroom. It's just like so immediately at lunch. Our class is like 12 to 2 and it's like at that point I have to go, bro.
Prime
and then I don't want to wait till like after class because then everyone goes to the bathroom. So I wait till like 1:37 and then I'm like, okay, it's like almost time. Anyways.
Wait, okay, side note. I don't know if this has ever happened in your like classes in undergrad, mm-hmm. but during the first week, there's usually someone who's like, professor. And they're like, yes.
Oh, man.
You have a question? No, may I go to the bathroom? Oh, and then no. I'm like,
do people do that?
Yes.
Oh, I've never seen that happen.
Just go. Don't tell everyone. It's a 300 person class.
Oh, in the undergrad classes? Okay. I was like, that did not happen.
But so far, that hasn't happened in my experience here. Oh, so I'm really glad that that would be from wild. As a people.
No, I feel bad like when I just get up in the middle, but I'm like, I'll come back and they'll realize what's happening.
Yeah.
But I do feel bad just like, okay, gonna dip. Whatever you say the next 3 minutes, I obviously don't care about.
Like, sometimes.
Now, and I don't mean it like that, but you know what I mean? That's like how I feel reasons. Like it comes off. It's like, okay, well, I, you know, but like, I just have to go to the bathroom. Stop making 2 hour class slots with no break in between. It's
sometimes I just leave to like go for a walk.
Yeah, so I'm like, I just can't sit anymore.
Because
bro.
I just like, in high school. Can't.
It's too long. Down with 2 hour classes,
well,
bro.
I think the transition from like all Zoom classes to like fully in person makes it hard because you're like, okay,
no
I can't
snacks.
Stretch my legs.
Yeah.
I remember like turning off my camera, getting up, starfishing on my bed. Coming back and being like, okay,
that was great. That was a good 2 minute nap.
Dang. Rip Zoom classes.
Yeah. No, yeah, rip Zoom classes.
I love them.
You liked it? I did.
I wish, well, the thing is now I have to come on campus, which I love coming on campus to see my friends. Mm. But I don't love coming on campus to like just sit in a room for 2 hours when I could have just sat at the Salk for 2 hours. Anyways. Okay, one last thing and then break.
Mm. Yeah, should we? Okay, so we reflected, but like we have a lot to go on this PhD thing. So should we maybe look forward and just be like, where do you think we'll be in a year from now? Oh. Or do you have any goals you want to share?
Oh my.
Okay,
do you
go.
Have some? Okay.
No, you can go first. You're ready.
I think, we're manifesting right now is what this is. Okay, manifesting. I'm going to get at least one of my fellowships to... if the world intends. And I will either be about to do my, I think I would have to advance to candidacy very soon. If I get the fellowship that I want to get. So I'll be ready for that. And I'll have a committee.
Whoa.
And even right now, I'm starting to have like a little group of like my little constellation of mentors.
Constellation.
So yes. I think that that is going to be where I'm at. I have like a solid support group to like get through the PhD.
Love
manifesting.
Nice. Asama?
No, you.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Okay.
How you going to ask things you don't have an answer?
You love these. Okay. I would like to... Right now, I'm like kind of... I would want to be a year from now a little bit more established in the project I'm on or a different one if I have to switch like gears, which is fine. I would just like to kind of be, I guess, grow as a scientist and know what's the next part without having to do like week by week being like, what's going to go on? Which is, it's going to be like that all the time. But I think with more reading and just like getting to know my project better, I'll have a better handle on my science, which I think a lot of the people in the lab do already. Anyways. And yeah, having a fellowship would be nice. But I'm going to go ahead and knock on wood. Because
it's a manifestation, bro.
I know, but still.
Is it a full moon? What? Let me check. Let me check the little calendar out here.
What? What are we checking?
The calendar, the moon phase. Oh, it's about to be a new moon. That's okay. New moons is for like new things.
New things.
New eras. Entering our fellowship era. Yes. Entering.
Yes.
Our good vibes era. I forget all the words now. I'm so sorry. All right. Asama?
What kind of vibes are we in right now?
GBO, good vibes only.
And I also want to have like an undergrad under my wing, preferably.
Cute, yeah.
Cool.
Aww, we love that. Asama?
Well, I already said in the last set of questions that I'm excited to build my committee and do all those things. So in addition to that, if you recall, I'm also interested in the entrepreneurial side of science and maybe getting involved with different idea generator or like the people that work in between. Here's a really cool idea from an academic lab to like people with the money or people with lab space or people who are willing to put together a team that can really bring that idea to the next stage. So right now I'm starting to get involved with accelerator or like student run groups like that. I also would like to take the mini MBA program through our school of business. And this time next year, I'll let you know how that goes.
You're doing a lot, girl.
Mm-hmm. Thanks, but I haven't done them yet. They're just like on my calendar.
That's good. That's good. Step one.
I'm excited. MBA.
Anyways,
You could get one.
I know.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. So thank you for joining us in our reflection and looking forward to what's coming in the next couple years.
Yeah, so let's take a quick break here and hear from our sponsor before we close out the show.
Sated Factory is a Black-owned skincare brand that prides itself in providing natural, homemade products.
If you're a skincare buff and love to have the taste of luxury at home on a university budget, these products suit those needs.
They have 3 scented exfoliating scrubs that are catered to help different skin concerns.
As you head into another school year, having a scrub that not only nourishes your body but helps you relax after a long day is a must.
And you can use code TRIPLICATESPOD10, all caps, for 10% off your order.
And that's at sainedfactory.com.
Welcome back, everyone. Before we say goodbye, just wanted to insert a lighthearted question.
We cried already.
What is your favorite holiday movie that people should watch this break?
Should we do it at the same time? Because we have.
Oh, gosh.
But what if we use the like different wording?
I don't know what my favorite one is.
Start with the B word.
Okay.
Okay. Ready? 3, 2, 1.
Barbie and the Nutcracker.
That's adorable.
Lenny?
I don't know if I have a favorite.
Once again, how are you going to set? You wrote these questions.
I like all the ABC holiday. Like, I am a fiend for holiday movies. Watch them in July.
Okay, let's do it.
So anything, literally anything. I like them all.
Okay.
I must say.
That's fair.
Okay. The Mistletoes is a good one. I know it's very random, but that one's cute.
Okay.
Anyways.
All right. You want to round out the show?
No.
No?
You can round out the show.
What? Oh, me. Yeah. I'm in a you as in us. Let's round out the show.
Yeah, let's round out the show.
Let's do some observations, run some stats on our data. Sama, would you like to tell us the question of the week?
Yeah. So the question of the week is, how many PhD students in our study is excited for winter break?
Me.
Me. All right.
Love so that.
That means that was easy.
Yes.
100% of the PhD students in our study are ready for a little break.
Yay.
A little chill time. Asama? Sorry.
Yeah. And as always, if there's any topic you would like to hear from us, or if you have any recommendations, please let us know.
And you can let us know by finding us on Twitter, Instagram, TikTok at TRIPLICATESPOD. And you can email us at TRIPLICATESPOD@gmail.com. If you'd like us, support us on Patreon.com/TRIPLICATESPODCAST. No, TRIPLICATESPOD. I've been doing this for a year. I was going to say cast.
Oh, TRIPLICATESPODCAST.
Yeah,
no, but TRIPLICATESPOD.
Patreon.com/TRIPLICATESPOD.
Yes.
Yep. And with that,
obrigada y chao.
Gracias y adiós.
Kapunka. Bye.